Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I have insurance now.
Congrats.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
It's a new start.
I have such pressure to go to the doctor right now. I'm just like, oh my God, why don't I have an appointment?
Right, because you have insurance.
Yeah, I have to go to $500 worth of doctors every month or I will kill someone.
Right.
Right?
You're absolutely right. If something like, maybe you have a muscle twitch for a second, are you like, yes?
Oh, I'm like, I have a tiny cold. Tiny. Right. And I'm just like, I think I should just go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Why? Why should I deal with anything anymore?
Amen. It's a new you. New year, new you. Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
And a lot to talk about, of course.
It's been 3 weeks since we've actually been in the studio. It's been about a week and a half since we released the show, Magic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you miss being in this room? Because your notes are scary. That's how much notes he has. It's 100 printouts of something, 20 newspapers.
I'm trying to just
notepads that are half full, but like three of them.
I'm in Hawaii. I'm in, you know, this foreign country. You'd think the news wouldn't get to me. It does.
but like 3 days later.
You guys were doing some crazy shit out there. And now I have to come back and talk about it. Let's get right into politics. Everybody's a favorite topic.
Trump.
This is on C-SPAN.
Glenn called in from Salt Lake City, Utah. Glenn, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My question is, since we're spending all this money, where are we getting the money from? And my second question is, if I can shit in your mouth.
I apologize for that, Congressman. don't take that kind of language here on the Washington Journal. We'll move
he
on.
He should have said pooped.
First of all, may I take a shit in your mouth? And yes. Secondly, we don't have that kind of language here at the Journal. You take that talk to the Philadelphia Inquirer, but over here.
You know what's funny is, like, that's fine. You know, it's TV and there's, like, FCC regulations and whatever, and you don't want to flip channels to, like, oh, it's so funny. You could flip channels to murder, but you can't flip channels to the word fuck.
Right.
But that's fine. I'm just going to give that up, right? I have the internet. Go fuck yourself. But it's funny when you're in conversation with someone and if you, like, say fuck in front of the wrong person, they're like, oh no, we don't believe in that. And I'm just like, you are omitting words from the dictionary because you don't believe in fuck, but you say, what are the words? Frack.
Right.
Whatever version of it. Just let me say it. This is your joke from back in the day. Let me say it in my head for you.
Right.
Yeah. And then you go to heaven.
Steve Harvey must have been doing a little cursing these past couple days. He hosts the Miss Universe pageant. Very important. Who is the woman in charge of the universe? You know, it's a big deal.
One of you is about to become our new Miss Universe.
Our new.
If for any reason she is unable to fulfill her duties, the first runner-up will take her place. Good luck to both of you.
Now, he thought that was going to be his biggest mistake. I said unevil. If anybody is unevil to take...
Did he say that?
Yeah. But he's like, all right, that's it.
Right.
I won't mess up.
That's
more.
All the mistakes of 2015.
Right.
Miss Universe 2015 is...
Such tension. Mm-hmm. God, all this time just makes me want to get pretty.
Columbia!
I knew it! That other bitch was so ugly! Fuck her!
So then he realizes his mistake, which honestly, I would just go with it.
You think
it's
really?
Columbia now. That's the winner, the end.
Let the news say it tomorrow.
Who cares? I'd eat the card. There'd be no witnesses.
But you have commitment to your job.
Right. So he comes out.
I have to apologize.
I said some dumb shit the past few years.
Can you imagine my one job?
They already know, right?
They know something's up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, you're shitting me.
Yeah, but they don't know which way to be sad about.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something sad is coming.
Miss Columbia is like, I would just run with the crown. I don't know what... this stupid comedian's going to say on stage, but I'm out of here.
Right. Maybe he has a speech to say about a puppy that I'm not aware of. Just I got to go.
Start thanking everybody immediately. Why are you standing there?
This is the greatest moment of my life and nothing can take it away.
Right. I want to thank my grandma. Just go on and on.
Right.
The first runner up is Columbia.
Not the winner.
Right. Well, runner up looks like winner when you read it. Now, what's happening?
He has this big, dumb look on his face. He's just staring, thinking everyone will die. He's like, please, maybe there's a chance. Like, is there another 9/11?
Oh, yeah.
There's just something. Is ISIS and then something can happen right now.
Somebody pass me the news.
And then he goes, no, we're all still here.
Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
And the music comes on again. Yeah, everything's all right, everybody. Just pass the crown. We're just playing hot potato.
So, you know, you have Miss Columbia. She's devastated. She starts crying.
Yeah.
Miss Philippines, it's still a weird win. She doesn't know what the fuck is going on either.
Yeah, because she literally has to take the crown off of someone's head to be like, I'm so sorry. She has to say she's sorry.
Yeah, I'm just gonna, because he said.
Yeah. This is, if this happened to me, I'd be feeling the same way. Right. But could you excuse me? I want to do the walk now.
Control to this. This is exactly what's on the card. I will take responsibility for this.
Well, good, because I wasn't.
It's yours. It's yours. That's all you, buddy.
guys, I'm going to take the blame for this.
You are such a big man.
It was my mistake. It was on the card. Horrible mistake, but the right thing, I can show it to you right here.
I'm going to walk around.
The first runner up is Columbia. It is my mistake. Still a great night.
Still a great night. What kind of Jedi mind trick is this? You still had a fantastic time, and I should host everything. Goodbye.
You know what? It works. Honestly, I really think that this could happen to anybody. It's a dumb mistake. Obviously, you weren't focusing. You thought it was the end of the night. It's a stupid mistake, and it to what feels like a stupid job, but it's a job. And but because I don't like him, fuck him. Read the page right. Get the fuck out of our fucking. Why is he everywhere? He has a show, right?
Yeah.
Steve Harvey's show. Where he spews out some 1950s garbage about men and women and God.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that people have not thrown him off air, except that I can because, like, Christians run the U.S., of course. But, like, he just says shit. And people are like,
I go to church. Oh, that's it? Okay. All right. He goes to church, I guess.
Eric M. wants to know what the duties of Miss Universe are.
You have to keep the galaxies together.
But the right thing, I can show it to you right here. The first runner-up is Columbia. It is my mistake. Still a great night.
You enjoyed yourself thoroughly. And we all agree Cedric the Entertainer couldn't have done a better job. Thank you. Thank you. And now the Men in Black light. Everybody look up. Thank you. I was fantastic. The fucking Kilgraves on stage.
I get the reference. Oh, you guys, this is a new year. I'm going to start. I need a list of all the movies that you guys are going to reference, and I'm going to watch them. For what's the movie? Star Wars? Star Wars is out. I'm going to see that movie.
Yeah?
I haven't yet. But I plan on it. I realized that, like, I should be part of the conversation.
This isn't the Miss Universe you're looking for. You'll get that one.
Up is Columbia. It is my mistake. Still a great night.
I'm going to take it out on the ladies. I'm getting angry.
Please don't hold it against the ladies.
Okay.
Please don't.
All right, I won't. I'm glad you said something. I was about to spit on the ladies.
Mackenzie from Toronto is saying a lot of people say that he did it on purpose. I think people just don't like him. Yeah, he's not going to do that on purpose.
He didn't. Then that would be funny. He has this look like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, he's not that funny either.
He stares at the cameras until, like a kid that got caught doing something, like, I'll just stare at you until this goes away. please don't take it out on the ladies. I'm begging.
Please don't hold it against the ladies. Please don't. We feel so badly, but it's still a great night. Thank you all.
Yeah, one more time. It was still a great night. Thank you all. And he walks off.
Oh.
The two ladies just stand there. There's no second host. You have to do everything.
Keith, what else do you want him to do? You know who the winner is.
And you wait until the cameraman says we're off the air. He just walks away like, don't hold it against him. Bye. Maybe they can hug each other for the final minute. I don't know. See ya.
He's going to look at his contract. Right. Nasty Nate is saying, Chemda, don't overextend. Have you seen the other Star Treks?
Right.
I do have to catch up.
Then, this is true. Steve Harvey sends out a tweet to apologize. And he says, I want to apologize emphatically to Miss Philippines and Miss Columbia spelled wrong. Both he spelled wrong. This was a terribly honest human mistake, and I am so regretful. And then, you know, he sends it, and they're like, hey, that's not how you spell their places. First of all, they walk around with the place on them. You could look at them and type in the place.
I like that you're calling it a place.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, you're fucking kidding me. You're fucking kidding me.
I spelled the places wrong.
I spelled the places wrong. If I have another job, that is the other job. To get their places. But no, I named the wrong place and then I didn't get any places. You have to give your money back, right?
They're not going to be able to see that tweet because the hashtags are wrong. You're
right,
misspelling.
Okay, yeah.
It's not going to be followed.
This was some
And by the way, his followers, they don't know how to spell Philippines. They don't even know where that is.
And the winner is Philippines.
The winner is Asia. Right? Am I right? Okay. Like a little Spain, but like Asia.
You're all winners to me. Donald Trump should have come out and said, you know what? This is a debacle. He's a loser. You're all win. And who's the best president of all time? Thank you.
Look at how many people showed up.
Yeah.
Winner.
Well, he did tweet out, and this is true. I have to say all this stuff is true. Trump tweets out, I sold Miss Universe 6 months ago for a record price. So he wants, isn't his fault at all. And he got a good deal on it, too.
Well, when he becomes president and America goes to shit, like, afterwards, he's just like, I sold that. I sold it. I sold parts. You can all buy a piece.
What do you go home that night if you're Steve Harvey? I'd sleep in my car. I don't want to meet my family.
Like, he gives a shit what his family thinks about him. He's master of the universe.
I guess. You know Martin Shkreli? He's the person that took the AIDS drug and hiked it 5,000%. He also happens to be the person that bought the Wu-Tang album. There's only one copy for $2 million.
Oh, are you being serious? Yeah, he bought it?
Yeah, he bought it.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is my other New Year's resolution. I'm okay with people dying. So he can die now.
He was caught running a Ponzi scheme. Can you believe this guy wasn't on the up and up? I thought he was just trying to make a couple bucks for the stockholders. Turns out he's a piece of shit. And to the tune of $65 million, he's in prison.
Don't you think he should die?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I know that this isn't a violent crime, but I bet a lot of families are feeling pretty violent right now. Right. I think
it's a violent crime if you make me violent.
Right. Yes, you violented me.
Right.
into this, and I think you steal $65 million from various people while you're grinning that shit-eating, disgusting grin on your face.
Yeah.
We catch you, you die. I realize, Keith, that you're right. We don't need all these people.
Thank you.
There really are some people who can just fuck off.
They can go.
There is no way this guy is going to come out of jail and be like, you know what, guys? You guys should have some money, too.
Right.
I recognize that after $30 million, I'm good.
When you're robbing at least $65 million from people, don't make yourself get in the news for buying a Wu-Tang album.
Or for upping the price on things that are, you know, potentially have the power to save someone or kill someone.
But isn't that something? All these, you know, you had Bernie Madoff, all these kinds of people, they love the attention.
That's
it wasn't
true.
Enough just the money. That's how they always got caught.
It's part of it, right? It feels like it, yeah.
Who's the actress in Les Mis? Everybody hates her. Anne Hathaway. She had a boyfriend and he was we're
I'm
amazing,
gonna get
right?
so good at this. That was really amazing. There were so many actors in that.
Right. There could have been anybody. But the clue was everybody hates her. It's like, well, Gwyneth Paltrow wasn't in that. So it's Anne Hathaway. So anyway, her boyfriend was one of these assholes, you know, Ponzi schemer. And he loved to be the center of attention. And I, you know, he's taking people on his yachts and everything. They love the attention. He couldn't just take this money and shut the fuck up. He had to go, hey, I'm the guy that has the Wu-Tang album.
Yeah, see, I think for $1 million, he should hire someone to just keep telling him not this, not that. Like before every right. thought that he wants to share with someone, no, that's your inside voice.
And he, also, after he bought it, he agrees with Danny that too many skits on the Wu-Tang album. It's all sketches. He's like, oh, come on, $2 million? And you have you have two songs on it. That doesn't seem right.
So you think that's part of it? Like that's the way we're always going to catch crazy people in that genre.
Yeah, they can't help themselves. They need more attention.
All right, okay. Yeah. At least they make themselves available for us.
Right, like Bill Cosby, for example. Just shut the fuck up. But he says, you know what? These women, he takes seven of these women. There's over 60 easily. So he takes seven of these women and says, I'm going to sue them for lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what, guys? Remember when you loved me and now you're like. A lot of you are hating me. Some of you are on the fence. Let me help you out.
Yeah. He says to his lawyer, hey, let's sue seven of these people. And the lawyer says, Bill, let's sue all 60. And Bill says, seven's good.
Right.
No, we'll sue them all. I kind of picked out seven specifically. And we should go after them only. With 8, 9, 10, what's the point at that point?
Once we prove that I didn't do seven, the rest is a given.
Right. You'll get the gist. So, you know what? They keep looking into him. They start, he's arrested. Now he's out on $1 million bail, but he also had to turn in, for what it's worth, his, Danny, what's it? It's a license, but you can go all over the world.
Passport.
Very good.
I'm on this. I'm fucking on this.
You know things for sure. So he has to turn over his passport and there'll be a hearing. This month, January 14th.
Is he on the no-fly list?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So we got this son of a gun.
So January 14th, do we get to...
9:30 a.m.
Do we get to be in the courtroom for that?
I don't know. But worst case scenario, we'll see pictures of him. Some drawing.
Worst case scenario, he dies before that, right? Don't you want to see him in court a little bit?
Yeah, I want to see him in jail, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg is saying she's getting a tingle. It's starting not to look good for Bill Cosby.
Did she admit that?
No.
Oh.
I love Twitter that you can tweet a celebrity. I tweeted Damon Wayans. I said, those trifling bitches got your boy, frown face.
I just wonder what the internet who doesn't know you think. You know, they're like, this guy's on our side.
Right. Damon Wayans wrote back, thanks. I know, it's sad, isn't it? I was blocked. This is true. I'm blocked from Bill Cosby's Twitter.
Which tweet? Did you keep adding him?
No, I think it's from stuff I said on the show.
You never at Bill Cosby?
I don't think so. I'd kind of be surprised if I didn't, but I don't remember it.
Seriously? Wasn't after like a thing that you snarkily...
No, I don't think so.
Congrats.
Thank you.
This is your biggest celebrity moment.
Fuck you, block. What? Bill Cosby. You allow everybody on your Twitter, you son of a bitch.
Wow. CatGo award winner blocked by Bill Cosby.
But now I'm curious. If he is crushing it on Twitter, somebody has to tell me. What if he's just so goddamn funny now?
You're missing out. FOMO. Yeah.
Well, he's pissing people off more because he tweeted. His first tweet was, friends and family, thank you.
For what?
I don't know.
That just pissed people off.
Maybe it had to do with Christmas. I have no idea. I guess support, but I'm not hearing much support anymore. He should go. He should name them. Damon Wayans, Whoopi Goldberg.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
And you're like, what?
You guys were the only ones.
Yeah.
The last ones.
Charged for second degree sexual assault from the 2004 case with Andrea Constant, who's gay, by the way. So for what that's worth, you know. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, if gay could be brought up for other reasons, I guess it could be a reason you don't want to sleep with Bill Cosby.
And then I'm...
And that's why he didn't rape me.
Right.
let me explain you my sexuality.
Right. Anthony Cumia from the Opie and Anthony show back in the day.
Oy vey.
Is in the news again.
And if for you, what? What could it be?
Right. What word's going to come up in this story? I don't know. You remember he's
such a gentle soul.
It's such a shame because he really was one of my absolute favorites. It was probably Anthony, Howard Stern, Andrew Dice Clay, and that other guy.
Greg Giraldo.
Well, I can't name everybody. It's going to look a little weird.
Lenny Marcus, Jesse Joyce, Danny Hatch.
Oh, Christian Finnegan, my parents, Miss Columbia. I mean, Venezuela.
I'm just pretty funny.
Right.
But she doesn't have an album. Fuck it.
So the whole world influenced me. My point is, that's why I'm a man of the people, because it's all people. Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
So I was like on my boyfriend's Facebook, and I saw all these trashy little messages you sent to him. You think my man wants you?
Who is this?
Why, you nasty little trailer trash?
Oh, me?
You think you're pretty or something?
Oh.
Oh, please.
Oh, who's your man? I'm already wet.
Shut your mouth and listen. I know you don't want a problem with me. My man doesn't want you. Get that through your head, okay?
Okay.
Who's your man? Because I need to stop sucking someone's dick.
Look, we can go all day about how fat and ugly you are.
We can,
but
certainly.
But I've got better things to do.
You do?
Just wanted to let you know, if you message him again, we're going to have a big problem.
You have to tell me who this is. You have to. Otherwise, I can't.
Frank.
What?
I don't know. All right, so there you go.
Was that for me or for you? Danny, was that for you?
It was for me. It's a wrong number.
You know what? What if it's a wrong number? And then they're like,
oh my God, what if it was?
I'm humiliated. Do they have to call back? Like, you don't call back and apologize, right? If you had the wrong number?
You know what? We didn't even say. Like, I've had wrong numbers.
Yeah.
Wait, was it a she?
Who knows?
Okay, they could have called and like really meant to say that to someone. And they called.
Who knows?
I'm assuming me. Was that for me? How come it's got to be for me?
I haven't been Facebooking lately.
I swear to God, I'm looking through my Facebook email like, who could it be?
Right. You going to be all right?
I'm really curious.
So anyway, I was talking about the Anthony Cumia, and he's the one that he got fired from Opie and Anthony because he says he's in Times Square taking pictures. Yeah. By the way, it's been years now. I've never seen this Anthony Cumia picture book. He loves taking pictures. Mm. So he was taking pictures of a woman saying it's his right. And
Didn't he say he was just like generally taking pictures and this woman came into the frame?
Yes.
Yeah. Which I know everyone's done before. Yeah.
Yeah. She got into the frame fast. Picture of her ass and everything.
But no one needs to like be okay with you taking a picture of them.
It's weird. Of course I get it.
Yeah. I've definitely done it. And I think that's where the world is right now. We're taking pictures of you.
He sent out tweets. So I'm taking pictures in NYC and a black girl who was in frame punched me in the face. I called her a fucking and then $, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm. But
you
can guess called her a dollar sign.
Yeah, I called her a $, ampersign, semicolon, dash. And they... I don't want to say they, but they hate that. Dasha. Anyway, I called her this because that's what she was. Then she punched me 5 more times.
What?
She's lucky I was a white legal gun owner or she'd be dead. Then 5 blacks started giving me shit. These people are savages. It goes on and on. They aren't people is, you know, its own tweet.
I remember when we were like, please let us find other meanings in this. And then they're like, no, that makes us just as bad.
I'm fucking livid. If I was an illegal savage, I'd have shot her. The IR violence in her was so predictable. I hope she gets killed.
Yikes.
And it became too much.
And everyone's like, well, what do you say after you get punched?
And then I would hear, and I'd listen to Opie and Anthony. And you'd hear people say, you know what? It's freedom of speech. You can write this, and if you listen to the show, it's nothing new. I was shocked when I read these. It absolutely is something new. What kind of show are you listening to?
You know what? It is freedom of speech. And when you speak, responses happen that call you racist because that's other people's freedom of speech. So I don't using freedom of speech like he's a nice person because he speaks his mind is weird.
Right. So then he went on Red Eye, and you thought it would be some kind, you know, give some kind of explanation. It wasn't. He's like, what? I said savage. She was acting savagey, you know. And then he was on a white power show, if you remember that.
It's really infuriating when you see what white males are just the abomination of the United States right now. They're looked at as jokes, as horrible people.
Can you
that are,
just for a second?
So against diversity and everything.
There's so much of this going on. Oh, the white man is the devil and blah, right. blah, blah. Who's in power?
Right.
Who is in power? Like, it's so funny because people are like, oh, well, Obama's the president. It's one black man.
Right.
Okay. Who else? Who's in charge of everything? Start listing people in your head and then, you know, wear those glasses that make you not colorblind for a second.
Right.
And then when you look back at the history of this country, the achievements that white males have made in this country is astounding. And regardless of what diversity might bring to this country, you can't discount what white men have done for this country. When you watch any of the footage of any of the Apollo programs over the years, and you look at the control room of mission control, what do you
think? We didn't let any of those black people in, not Asians, and we got to the moon. How did we do that with no dark people?
Look at the control room of mission control. What do you see? Do you see diversity there? Honestly, let's be honest. You're seeing white males smoking cigarettes, drinking coffee at the console, and putting people on the moon. How is this a horrible thing? How is this something to look at and say, we need to change this by injecting people that do not pay attention to the laws of this country, do not assimilate to the cultures, do not work and contribute to this nation? Why is this a good thing to then add these people into the formula to make this a great country?
That really is a belief that darker people than you are inherently bad.
Right.
They don't contribute because they don't want you. They just don't want you. They weren't in that control room because they're sleeping in. Like right. that kind, you know what I mean?
Right.
What? And it's so interesting because I know that is just before you could recognize something. I really believe that's your thought process. That's if he just thinks a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it's just never going to happen.
Of course not. He's in his 50s. It's not happening.
Right. And my New Year's resolution is to recognize that. These are not nice people with like random bad thoughts.
Right.
There are bad people out there, Keith.
Okay? I hear you.
Just, you know, now that we're 40, I could know that.
Just in time. There are bad people out there. So anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up is that he was in the news again, arrested for choking his girlfriend. What else was it, Danny? Punching, choking.
He broke her hand.
She's on Periscope, and she starts announcing this. You know, little videos that you can immediately make on your phone. You go live, and people. So she's like, my hand's broken. And what you can do on there is press your screen, and it sends them a heart. A heart pops up. So she's probably like, I'm getting beat. I don't know. All I can do is press hearts. Well, what am I supposed to do? So you see all these hearts come up in the video?
Don't.
Hi, I'm in love.
So that's him. And he starts with don't and then, whoop, too late.
Mm-hmm.
So then he lets it go for a second.
Don't.
Hi, I'm in Long Island. I got my hand broken. I'm waiting for the police to come.
Where's
oh my God, don't hit me again.
I'm kidding you.
Stay away from me. I tried to call the police.
I got enough.
He turned the phone off. You shouldn't have lied then. You shouldn't have lied and you shouldn't have hit me and you shouldn't have treated me like shit. And then I wouldn't be periscoping this right now.
Leave my house. I'm asking. I'll pay to have you go back to the.
I don't need you to pay for a car. I need you to pay for my fucking broken hand, you dumb piece of shit.
But you're moving your hand. What are you talking about?
This is beautiful. So glad that you guys saw this. But just so you can see some other shit. Right there. And then right there. So
she's showing her bruises.
Oh, and then on my boob too. But you won't be so lucky to see that. This is wonderful. Wonderful public image.
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Anthony and Danny Show.
Oh, never put my name with yours, you racist bigot. Oh, stay away from me, you fucking psycho!
That, is it safe to say that laughs a little psychotic? Whatever. You're telling people I hate you? Laughable!
Yeah, but it's like he's making that choice. Like, if I just act psychotic, they'll just think this whole thing is psychotic.
Yeah, we're doing a skit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Anthony and Danny Show.
Yeah.
Get away from me, you fucking psycho!
Come on!
We're a regular Mary Tyler Moore episode.
Baby! Oh, my God, isn't this great?
You find me all the time. I've already uploaded all your threats.
Oh, no, don't fall.
Oh, you're so fucking clever.
No, I thought you were going to fall over the ottoman like Dick Van Dyke. Come on, sweetie.
Stop coming. No.
Baby, you want to sing karaoke? Let's sing. Come on.
What the fuck?
You like karaoke? Come on.
You just told everybody I hit you and there's bruises all over.
And he said that he would pay to have her leave.
Right.
It's karaoke time.
Okay, forget the leaving.
Oh, maybe he said to pay to have her lead in the vocals.
She's so good.
She's so good.
Here's another Periscope. Supposedly he doesn't know it's on, which I'm believing. So he's a little comfortable with the word.
What are you saying?
You're treating me like I'm a nigger.
Oh.
Like I'm a fucking nigger in my house, and you are just like, oh, I'm a cute girl that just goes around Anthony's house giving away shit because he's so old and stupid in that house. Look, I know you're gay. Get away from me. Get off of me. Stop. Don't.
Can you tell what they're doing there?
No.
You're just hearing things?
You're only hearing.
So he's like, you're treating me like an N-word in my own house, except he said the actual N-word. Yes. And then he's like, I know what you're doing. Oh, haha, you're so old and shitty.
I'm old. You're just using me for my money.
Yeah, which she actually admitted, right?
She wrote on Reddit, I talk like a baby, I get money. I make stupid jokes that aren't funny, I get money. I wake up in a huge, gorgeous house, lay by the pool all day, don't have to work, don't have to pay for anything, go to Hawaii for free, I get money. Life is hard. I can deal with my boyfriend going on dates with other girls because in the end, I'm begged back and I get money. So she's a prize too.
Yeah. I mean, you can't break her hand.
Right.
You can break up with her. You can go, oh, that's not what I wanted. But that is what he wants.
Right.
You know, that is exactly what he wants. He wants somebody to talk like a baby. He wants to pay to make everything go away.
Right.
And he wants to date other women. So she just wrote the exchange that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys hear that?
Yes.
You can hear that.
I can hear that.
All right, well, you can, I guess, go on Reddit and Twitter and write about it and ruin my life a little bit more than it was, if you want. That'd be awesome. Thanks.
What did I do?
Make my life what? A little bit more awesome?
She's being sarcastic. You guys end up talking about this stuff. You're the one periscoping it. I'm not coming into your house and turning your cameras on.
That's not where the focus lies, but, you know. I think she's talking like a baby again.
Right. I heard that. I sent $10. I love baby talk.
She makes money.
She's good. Yeah. She's good. Well, that's what's going on there. Speaking of the N-word, I saw the movie Hateful Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Holy God.
What's this? Because I got to put it on my list.
Oh, my Lord. Can we admit that Quentin Tarantino is using the N-word now out of principle? I mean, I started looking into this some time ago. I'm watching Reservoir Dogs again, this kind of thing. There's no black people in Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, but I believe that those people would talk like that.
Very good. So then every single movie, all his characters talk like that.
No. But Reservoir Dogs was so good.
Yeah, the movies are good, but I mean, look at even Pulp Fiction. You know, when he...
The N-word is in there, too.
There's no movie he's ever done without the N-word. It's just, they bring over this the white woman who overdosed, right? And goes, and Quentin Tarantino's playing this character, and he just keeps going on and on. Do you see a sign outside that says, "Dead Nigger Storage"? And he says it 2,000 fucking times.
Wow. Do you think maybe he uses the N-word like he uses blood?
Oh, he does, yeah.
You know what? People get provoked by this. I'm just going to keep doing this.
He had to say the N-word 1,000 times in this latest movie.
You know what the worst is?
It was just weird.
Okay, so I married an actor, and sometimes we run lines together, right? Like, right. Oh, let's get you used to this thing. Imagine running lines with a Quentin Tarantino movie. Imagine, like, rehearsals. Yeah. No, I want you to emphasize after the N-word.
Right. Who's the black actor in this movie? Samuel Jackson. He's just... Did people look at Samuel Jackson and go, really? This is a lot of... It's fine. I get paid extra if I tell you it's fine.
I don't know. I didn't see the movie. Was it good aside from that? Can you say something?
Yeah. It's not even... Yeah, it's just weird. It was just weird. It's like, we get your character's... Mm. You know, The Color Purple, I don't think uses the N-word, but you get what they're saying.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, isn't he known for...
Oh, he's known
one
for thing.
Yeah, yeah. So he's. It sounds like he's limited. Eric M. from Florida. You don't have any words that you just love to use, Keith?
Like what?
Yeah, I think he's joking. Oh,
I didn't know. Kurt Russell's using the shitter.
He likes to say Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, lot. I say. Yeah. He's in the. He ran out of toilet paper, and his character goes, "Hey, nigger." There's no need. Is what I'm saying. It's crazy. By the way, I did see The Color Purple over this vacation.
Oh, so you're going to judge me?
It's thumbs down.
Thumbs down? Just straight up down?
It's goofy. It's a goof.
It's goofy?
It is goofy. And by the way...
We got to look up this word. We have to. Because so far, Andrea's goofy for sucking dick. The Color Purple is goofy for just being itself.
It has many meanings. It's word of the year. It changed what it means.
That's your word.
My word's goofy.
Yeah. We're going to start calling it the G word.
No, I get
That's
it.
What they mean by G unit.
They have this music like... Like it's The Apprentice or, you know, and somebody's pitching a stupid idea. You know, the tuba's coming out. It's like they thought they were making music for a comedy. Can Whoopi make a better breakfast for Ray Don Chong than her rapist husband? Let's find out. Doing
ding dong. Really? Yeah. I don't remember this.
Oh, yeah. Boy, boing.
Stop
it. He's going to rape her.
Danny, did you ever see this movie? It's not my favorite. It's a really good movie.
There's Oprah punches somebody in the bar. You know, she doesn't take any shit.
Spoiler alert.
In this juke joint. And then some reason that punch got the whole bar to fight each other. Do you remember this? And they all start fighting. One guy picks up a chair, hits it on the back of the other guy. And it's supposed to be just funny. Like things got out of control. All of a sudden, everybody knew what side they were on. And they were just fighting each other. It's stupid. And then the end of it. By the way, I don't know how sound travels over there, but some woman starts singing and the whole town can hear it, right? And then they're singing in the church and both sides join up together to sing together. Do you remember this?
God, why don't I remember? I don't remember any of this.
You probably saw a different movie that you think is good.
So does it have a lot of purple in it?
There is purple in it, like a flower. And so, yeah, so then you have, who's the guy in that one? He's too old for this shit. He's the other black guy.
Can't help you with this.
Glover. Danny Glover. So I'm going to have to make you lose a point. Yeah.
Okay. Oldish Gambino.
Right. So he's a horrible person, right? He needs dead.
Yes.
Well, he heard this music. He's good now. And he reconnects the two sisters. The end.
Oh, I don't remember it being a happy ending.
It's supposed to be an uplifting ending.
Yeah, because the two sisters, yeah, but I don't remember him. I don't remember liking him at the end.
You're not supposed to. I mean, I think you're supposed to.
I haven't seen it in years because to me it was always heartbreaking. Like, I think it starts off heartbreaking.
It starts off off, but you can't cry because the music's so goofy.
Damn, now I feel like I got to watch it again.
We separated your family.
I just watched it. You know what? I feel fulfilled.
Lemmy from Motorhead died. You know Lemmy. Ace of Spades. I'm sure the list goes on. It must, right? The Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades.
You know I'm going to lose. I got plans for fools. But that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever.
And don't forget the Joker, sure.
What? You got the Ace, you got the Joker.
And those are the four clubs!
The Queen does some good shit, too!
I like checkers!
I think I only know that song from you.
You know he's gay? Or was gay? No, however you say it. Well, listen to the voice. He's got that dick-sucking voice.
That cum-guzzling.
My dad explained that to me. We were watching Mrs. Doubtfire and Harvey Fierstein, you know, as the makeup artist. For, you know, dresses him up as that lady and goes, hey, let me tell you something. Blah, blah, blah. My dad goes, you know why his voice is like that, don't you?
We all know, Dad.
And I go, yes. But it doesn't stop.
Because you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm not going to even care.
You just know it's coming.
Well, are you his throat doctor? No. Well, I was watching 60 Minutes the other day and they looked into it.
Dad, please stop there, please.
He said, because he is homosexual. He puts...
Oh, I thought you were going to say something stupid.
Yeah, he puts penis, son.
What's that look like?
Into his mouth. No. And that's why it's his voice.
Nobody would do that.
Now, first of all, thank God, my mom has the voice of an angel.
Your poor dad.
Yeah, poor guy. My mom has a sore throat one day. And he goes, what the fuck? Where were you?
You didn't go to your parents' house.
I didn't, and that's good. Oh, my Lord. No, thank you. You know what? I really was thinking about it, and I'm like, maybe I'll bring my dog. They have a huge yard. My dog will love the yard. Then they say, your brother Mike, he's allergic to dogs. So, but my dog is hyperallergenic, but who cares? You know, if you're looking for a problem,
right.
You know what I mean? They're like,
they're being polite.
Yeah, we're worse. The dog will get into things. The dog won't get into anything.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking of your yard room, you know?
Yeah.
You can close it.
I had actually, when you guys were away in Ireland a few years ago and I was like, I can take care of Hugsy, but I'm concerned.
Right.
Because we were moving at the time and everything. And I was like, I think he's going to, you know, my concern was our place is not baby proof. And I don't know anything about dogs. I figured like, they just eat everything. I'm like, I can't promise you that there's not going to be anything on the floor. And you're like, no, it's fine. He won't do it. At the time, you were saying he.
Right, right.
At the time. So she won't do it. And I was like, you know what? If this guy doesn't think his dog is going to die in my care because of random shit that I warned him about,
right.
Then he knows his dog.
That's right. Well, I ended up getting an email from my dad. And here, I have it here. Here it is. No, first of all, no subject. You know how old people do. It's no subject or the whole body's in the subject. It's one or the other. No subject. Hi. I almost forgot to mention what I would love from you and Catherine for Christmas. Since you are a professional entertainer, and you most certainly are.
This is when you were planning on coming.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Since you're a professional entertainer, and you most certainly are, how about a little skit by you and Catherine? Being aware of your parents' sensibilities as to language usage.
Oh, Keith, I hope you recorded this. That sounds like a Christmas treat.
So we did a skit. Nobody asked me to do skits. You know, and to be asked is nice because I do remember the last skit I did for them when I was four.
But you were really asking for attention right, then. You're like, Dad, watch me. Dad, watch me. Dad, yeah. Watch me. Dad, I'm doing this.
You did these skits at four. And now that you're 4D, maybe you'd like to do another skit again.
This time with your wife.
What does he think it's going to be about? I was perusing some articles on Donald Trump. You could look at those. Do a little skit. Make the Trump apologize for what he is sorry for.
What do you think he's going to... Do you think afterwards he would like critique you and work on it?
He would cut it off halfway and like, keep in mind language usage, sensibilities.
What language were you planning on using, Keith?
I'm working on a skit called cunt.
But follow me on this. It stands for see you next tomorrow.
See you next twat. I mean, it gets worse and worse.
Someone's writing in on the feedback that we should die, whore, we're gay, you suck. I'm not sure which one of us you're talking to, but they don't understand this one button that I have that bans you. Bye.
Oh, no, you just shut down everything.
Thanks for listening, by the way.
Wouldn't that be something? That our house blows up? And they don't know about this one little button. Press it. Yes, press it.
Oh, if you want to send your feedback, KeithandTheGirl.com/feedback.
My impression of my dad, it goes like this. Son, you are a good person.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, geez, I didn't think I wasn't. You are. You are. Okay, thank you. You are.
I always believe that.
You're most certainly an entertainer in my book. Who's talking?
So, okay, when did you decide not to go?
When I got this email, I sent it to my wife, and then she wrote back, so we're not going on, are we? Can you picture, never mind, I wouldn't want to do a skit. Picture my shy wife is going to start doing a skit.
I'm picturing the dumb skits that I used to do for my family.
Right.
Oh, my God, what they went through. It was like, and now... I'm not sure, but you have to sit through it.
Yeah, it's not, it's probably not cute anymore if me and my brother go back and forth. Hefty, hefty, hefty. Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. Would you be like, oh, you still got it, son. Mm-hmm. You're the hefty bag.
Thanks, Dad. Now change my diaper.
And he's the wimpy one. Now I follow.
Keith, if only my parents thought I was talented. You don't know how good you have it.
I left a message. I got the machine, thank God. And I said, oh, you know what? I'm actually thinking I might not be able to come for Christmas. Yeah, I'm thinking now.
Did you do this whole skit?
Yeah.
This is the skit.
This is the skit. Congratulations. You got a skit out of me after all.
All right. And now a Christmas skit right. by Keith Malley.
I'm thinking, could I? It's possible. No. Hand is still in Hawaii. I just got back. And then Danny something. And... could I? No. I don't think it's going to work out this ever. Oh, jeez.
Boy, me and Danny are really working you this season.
I have to stop in here and again. Shows and papers.
You're a good actor. I could see why someone would want you to do a skit for their Christmas present.
Right.
And I could hear Catherine's essence.
Right. And so my dad calls me back, leaves a message, and says, it's right away. It's not, one is not coming to my house because they were asked to do a Christmas skit, I would hope. And I'm like.
Is that true?
Yeah. And I didn't like anything. I just didn't do anything. But yeah, just so you know, you don't have to. I'm like, I would love to do it.
Did you check your phone messages at all?
I'm surprised I didn't push it like a. Okay, Easter, I'll do five.
Commit now, pay later.
See, this is the thing. Parents don't understand that your kids grow up. And maybe they're not into skits. And they could drive now. And things are different. And that's all.
You know, we could just have dinner together.
Xerxes' mom said gave money for Christmas and said, you know what? Get yourself some nice pants. You're always in jeans. Xerxes is an adult. He knows. He likes jeans. It's his thing.
He found a job where they even let him do that.
Yes.
But his mom is still concerned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's $10. Get yourself some nice pants. He's like, I'd rather have two umbrellas. And then, I know some of my siblings were going to go, went down for Christmas, which is what really got me excited about it. Anyway, my... brother Mark was going to get a new microwave for my parents and put our name on it, right?
That's nice. Yeah. Everyone's name?
Yeah. Well, we'd be expected to give him money, but he pretends to always forget. So, you know.
He's such a nice guy.
So we say, okay, thanks. And he's a big Costco fan. Mm-hmm. He gets food from there, everything.
His whole garage is full of.
His house is made out of Costco. He has a Costco sign on his door.
Yeah, but. If you guys were trapped in his house, you could probably live there for 3 months.
Easily.
And not be
bored.
Or hungry. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't even have like the same thing to eat over and over again.
Right. So, yeah, I didn't even know they sell all that stuff he has.
Mm.
But if you need a blanket, he has 600 of them. So then my other brother writes, I don't know about this microwave. How about this one?
No.
And yes.
No.
And he goes, well, here's the problem with this microwave. And then my brother writes back, oh, I'll admit I didn't actually look at any of the details. I just searched for microwaves and linked their number one seller, Amazon's.
Okay.
Well, why get involved then? Like, let him, he's doing the microwave. So now people start, other siblings, they start writing, you know, what's in this mass thing. And everybody has a fucking opinion about a goddamn microwave that wasn't even their fucking idea. They're not going to buy it. They're not going to pick it up. Mark's doing everything and you're just shitting on. This is politics. Everybody has an opinion, but no one cares. Everybody has this great idea.
Okay, before I stopped talking to my parents, I started this rule because it was like every time, you know, Mother's Day rolls around, you know, the kids start talking like, who's sending flowers? Who's writing the card? Whatever. So I go, how about this? Every year, one of us does it. We put the name on the card. The end. I don't care how much money you spend on it or how little money you spend on it. I don't even care if you just send a card and no flowers. Just send something in our name and goodbye. My brother Michael writes back, replies to all, and he goes, let me get this straight. Or Andrew, both of them could have had this sentiment. I can't remember. Wait a minute. So what you're telling me is I don't have to get something for 3 years and then I have to think about it again? Done. Right. Goodbye. That's awesome. My mother blew it is what I'm saying.
So many non-ideas about a microwave. Just let him get the microwave. And that's it. My brother Ken, it'll be better if they get it from Amazon because then they can return it easily if something goes wrong.
Let me ask you this. What microwave do they have right now? Did they buy it when you were four?
Right, probably.
Yeah. And they're like, what? This is still good.
Yeah.
Even though like now it takes 10 minutes to warm up something that would take one.
I said, are you going to help them return it to Amazon?
Good question.
UPS can come to their door and pick it up.
We're all acting like shit is simple.
Yeah. And I go, and you'll pack it up for them. Sold. I'm now on Team Ken. Fuck Mark. Die, Mark, die. I'm writing.
You always make it worse, though.
He says, you don't have to pack up returns for Costco. I'm lost here. They're older, not decrepit. They're decrepit. He has a heart attack every other week. He's decrepit. You'll start packing up a... Nobody likes to return things. You have to give it as if it'll never break. That's it. So go with Mark's way if he has a plan. I think it should be a totally different microwave. That was not my idea. I guarantee there was no microwave after all this was done.
No.
Probably. I said, hey, let's randomly pick one of our siblings that are complaining and put money in their PayPal account and go get it.
Yeah. And then you stopped replying.
And that was it. And then I was out. Because that my brother was then going to ask me for money for the microwave. And no thank you. Lots, of course, we have to talk to. I alluded to Hawaii. And so I'll tell you what happened. The Brother Love's wedding tomorrow. But I told you this part of it. I didn't know. I didn't even know what to wear, right? So I asked him, how fancy is the wedding? Do I bring a suit jacket or not a suit jacket? This is what he wrote back. Ready? You'll be standing up there with me, baby. Put a jacket on. It's a rock and roll wedding, of course, so you do what you got to do, baby. I don't know what the fuck that would mean either.
That's a fashion statement, Keith.
You, my dad, Cindy, and Alex are going to stand with me. Please and thank you. And I'll tell you what. I did do what I had to do.
Mm-hmm. You did a good job.
This son of a bitch. All right. I was best man.
Congrats.
Yeah. Alex was best man also. I think you're best man listening to this right now. He doesn't even say, okay, you two people, you're my good friends and it's my wedding. I'll do whatever I want. Be my best men. He tells Alex, you're my best man. I love you. Tells me, Keith, you're my best man. Tells us separately. Does not tell us about the other person. We somehow figured it out on our own.
Did you coordinate?
And then I started thinking of ideas. Like when we are on that little stage for the wedding, mm-hmm. we keep cutting off the other person to stand close to the brother Lava.
During the ceremony?
During the ceremony.
That would be so funny.
And then maybe during the speech, we just keep interrupting each other, say how they're the better friend. But then he didn't want to do that stuff. So just during my speech, I explained what a piece of shit my friend is.
Oh, my God. The whole speech was Keith going, which one of us is your best friend?
Well, because it pictures somebody.
This is terrible.
Oh, so,
it's so good.
It's such an asshole move.
Oh, my God. Meanwhile, Alex wrote like this beautiful poem, and all everyone in the audience is like, oh my God, is this poem good? Who's going to top this? Like, he's like, you're an asshole. You're an asshole.
Okay. Let me tell you about this piece of shit. Raise your hand if you're a best man. Fucking half the audience. Yeah.
Did you save that speech?
No.
Oh, come on.
But don't worry. I'll get heated up tomorrow just fine.
Oh, there was no video.
No.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing. I know that people aren't doing videos anymore for their wedding. You guys have to tape the
speeches.
Yeah. I think we forget that. My brother didn't, and I think I have it somewhere. But, you know, you don't want to watch people dancing for, like, hours. Because I know videos of these things are bad. But if you're planning a wedding, just only the speeches.
I was saying this during the speech that we get to the hotel. I'm planning some excursions, you know, surfing, this kind of thing. And I write to him because I don't know anything. I know the wedding date, maybe. That's it. And it's not my fault that I don't know anything. And I'll go, okay, I'm thinking about going surfing tomorrow morning. Great, baby. Okay. The next day, I'm going to go to a luau. Oh, no, that's not good. That's the bachelor party. Okay. The next day, I think I'm going to go to the pool. Yeah, it sounds fun. Enjoy yourself. Like, you motherfucker. I don't know anything that's going on. He's like, oh, it's like I'm talking to a woman. Just relax. You're in Hawaii.
Oh, my God. Oh, just remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how everyone feels.
Yeah. You took just calm down.
Calm down.
Relax. You just took 10 hours on a plane. Relax.
10 hours? That shit is 15 minimum.
Well, just relax now. Don't worry about it. And I'll see you when I see you around. You have to make plans.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry that this makes me feel so good. I'm so sorry. This is Keith Malley telling people that he has to make plans. I love it. I love it. Congratulations, Larry and Sarah.
I'll see you when you're around. What's the big deal?
Meanwhile, that
I didn't even know if I was going to be the wedding. Do you know what I mean? I honestly didn't know if I was officiating. I could have been getting married that day.
I think you almost officiated it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Meanwhile, that first week on Maui, I really thought I had a heart attack.
Really?
More on that tomorrow.
Well, that's because you thought you didn't know when you can meet Brother Love.
Right. Having a heart attack.
Don't worry about it.
I'm on Maui. Calm down.
I'm almost in another country. But just go with the flow. What's the big deal? He goes, later on, there's going to be a show. My wife-to-be is performing. I go, where? He's like, just outside. Outside where? He meant outside his hotel room. That's what he meant.
In the lobby of his hotel.
Yeah. I have to know that.
That's not even outside.
Right. It's not even the only word you used.
To describe where it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, here, this will cheer everybody up. It's a birthday card that I got from my dad.
What? He's late.
Not a birthday card, Christmas. Oh, okay. Sorry. My mom sent a birthday card to my wife. And I want to be clear, it's normal. Mm. You know?
Just happy birthday, hope all's well.
Yeah, you're a great person. Mm-hmm. Then my dad's Christmas card. Dear Keith and Catherine, the Son of God came to pay a debt which he did not. Well, merry fucking goddamn Christmas.
Well, Keith, if you keep taking Christ out of Christmas and just call it Xmas, this is what the reminders you have to get.
Dear Keith and Catherine, the Son of God came to pay a debt which he did not owe because we owed a debt that we could not pay. May each of you always recognize God's divine spirit within you. Yes, it surely is there. Mm-hmm. And permit it to light your pathway both now and forever. The light of God's inside you. It is inside you, son. It is.
Oh, I thought it dimmed.
No. You think you're a dog piece of shit.
No, I really thought I was.
No, you aren't.
Really?
May Christmas ring in happiness for you both now and all the days of your life, the Malleys of Somerset.
Of Somerset.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
To be clear. Yeah. Oh, Lord. You know what? I think I'm going to Danny's parents next Christmas. That sounds fun. How many earthquakes were in Oklahoma when you were over there?
At least a dozen?
Jesus. Do you ever try to fuck when one's happening? Double up, you know what I mean? Get over here quick.
Double up.
Yeah, start shaking all directions. Like a gyroscope. That'd be awesome. Quick sad news. Natalie Cole died. I'm going to do Unforgettable with her dead body. See how she likes it. Not so nice, is it? Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Oh, boy.
Hey, how are you?
Hello. Good, it's thank Beth. You. Hey, Beth. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Did I send any inappropriate? Did either one of us send inappropriate Facebook messages to anybody you know?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
I wondered if I missed the Facebook nonsense that was going all Christmas break talk.
Oh no, it's right there. Go to our Facebook page. You can just any social media that you're on, we're on there too.
Right.
Look up Keith and the Girl. And you'll see all the excitement. We're posting pictures from the holidays and from our time away, right. And
she's,
videos.
You're alluding to this people rating on our Facebook, you suck, your show sucks, this kind of thing, all from one show, that old show, Nobody Likes Onions, if you remember that, and that big pig. And I don't like, before the show started, I said something like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to talk about it. And Hendon and Danny were shocked. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, honestly, I don't think he earned it.
I agree.
I really don't. That's probably the biggest insult I could say, but I don't think he earned it. So anyway, one of these guys that like the first person that wrote something, his name's Baxter. And so like now, at least during the vacation, I started like, all right, I'm going to find out all about Baxter, get to know his fiance, you know, this kind of thing. So he
you were home for too long.
It was enjoyable. So he put some Star Wars spoiler, you know, that we all know, heard by now, on Facebook. So now I sent him, and I think it's the funniest fucking thing. It's going to be my new thing.
Did you send him or his wife?
I sent him Hateful Eight spoilers directly to him. So nobody else sees him, just him. Like you open it up and it's like, blah, 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 blah. That's a Hateful Eight spoiler. Fuck you.
Oh, maybe that person was calling for you.
Maybe.
Like you're sending inappropriate messages.
That's what I was waiting to hear. I thought that phone call was.
It's probably related.
Probably. I don't know.
Who knows? I got to check these inappropriate messages I've been sending. Maybe he has a point.
It's like there's like an endless well of like creepy white dudes that are wearing fedoras, real self-satisfied in their pictures. It's horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, but what are they really doing? They're saying you're ugly and you suck. But then we found out that Baxter's just following orders. It's like, oh, okay, I did what they report back. Yeah. I did what you asked. No, man, you're ruining it. Yeah, you're posting too much. You gotta wait a second. Oh no, is it too late? Yeah, abort.
It's just relentless. I was just waiting for you to really go after him, but now I know that you've been sending him hate flakes. No, it's that makes me happy.
I honestly don't even know what I would say. I don't know what just happened to Nobody Likes Onions on our behalf. Like something just happened where I heard his show where he goes on for the last half hour of his last show is about us, and I don't know where it's just all of a sudden weird jealousy.
I don't know.
It's weird. Anyway, that's what's going on.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Beth, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's
life
good.
Is fabulous. Cool. I just moved too close to where you were staying last time you were in Philly.
Ooh, that's fun. You getting drunk a lot?
What's that?
You getting drunk a lot? That's a happening area.
it's a delightful little apartment that I just moved into, and life is good. I got a little dog, and things are good.
There you go. Good. Well, Happy New Year. Thanks for calling. And
I hope we see you guys soon in Philly this year.
Definitely.
Sounds good. Yeah, it's always fun to get out. And if I can understand this news being confusing to anybody, like Hemda said, take a look at our Facebook and you'll see all the drama there.
Yeah, it's in the group page.
I'm not too old to have fun with it. I'll tell you that. All right, Beth, take care.
Bye.
You know what? I'm looking at Beth's Facebook page right now. She's not lying. She's having a good time.
She's on the floor. the eyes out the side of her head. Yeah, she's doing good.
Yeah, good times.
Thank you guys very much. KeithandTheGirl.com is the website, and be subscribed on iTunes, whatever your service you like.
Yeah, spread the word. If you like this show, pass it over to someone. Thank you guys so much for listening. We're so excited about this new year. Keith and the Girl for life. KeithandTheGirl.com